Even up to now, many children like to play with toys. Even up to now, many children like to play with toys. To play with toys in the form of trivial matters. To imbibe those trivial situations or to be influenced by those trivial situations. This is wasting time. So many children waste time in this way by playing with toys of trivial matters, trivial situations, and they get influenced by them.
Sightseeing.
All these things are like sightseeing. To be affected by trivial matters and situations, these things are actually sightseeing. Different types of sanskars or different situations or different types of behaviors of others.
Yes,
all these are trivial matters and they are like
sightseeing.
On the path before you reach your goal, your destination.
Isme rukna.
And therefore to wait there, that is to think about them or to be affected by them is wasting one's time.
Ruchise sunana.
To listen sunana. To those things with interest,
Vayu
to tell vana. Others with interest of these things, to create
yeah.
a wrong atmosphere of them
Rukna.
Is stopping. On the path.
Isse sampurnata ki manzil se door ho jate.
And the result is that you remain very far away from your destination. Then you have to labor a great deal. The great desire is there to become like the Father. This is a good thought, a pure desire, no doubt, that I have to become like the Father. However, in spite of working very hard, there is an obstacle which makes you stop there. You have 2 ears, you have 2 eyes, you have a mouth. Which means that you are able to see that thing, you are able to hear what's being spoken, you are able to speak what's happening. However,
Purana
always remember Baba's very old slogan. I have not to see in spite, even though I can see. I see and still, and yet I don't see. I hear and yet I don't hear. Even if you are able to hear, you have to merge all that within you. You should not spread it in the atmosphere. It is very, very essential to remember this old saying, old slogan. See and don't see, hear and don't hear. So it's very important to remember this old slogan. Why? Because day by day, because day by day, as you are settling your old karmic accounts through the body, similarly, the old sanskaras, old diseases, all will emerge, will come out, and will finish for good. And therefore, you should not be afraid. You should not say, who knows what. What's happening, because situations are becoming more and more difficult, things are becoming more and more stressful. You may say, but these things were not there before. Why are they coming now? Baba says, they will come. What was not there before will emerge now. They will emerge more and more. But you have to inculcate the power to merge, the power to tolerate, the power to back up, the power to decide. It's actually a test for all these powers which you have in you. Will the same tests come which you had 10 years ago? For example, will the question paper which you had when you were in BA or Bachelor of Arts when you were studying, did you get the same paper when you did your MA? That is, when you're in a higher class, does the same paper come for you to appear in? No, is it not? Therefore, you should not be afraid. You should not say, why is this happening? What is happening? Why is that happening? No, just look at everything as a game. Appear in that test with confidence. You have to pass in the test and thereby pass with honors. Appear in the test with confidence and pass with honors. Bap Dada has told you earlier also that
pass
the easiest method for passing. Is to be close to Baba. Now Baba is talking about the word pass. You know, this word pass has many meanings in Hindi. One pass means to be close. So be close to Baba and pass that scenes. And pass in the test, like you pass the scenes as you move along. The scenes pass by, so let the scenes pass by and you stay close to Baba. The Hindi word for close is pass, and therefore you have to stay close to Baba, you have to pass by all the sightseeing and pass in the test. And the